Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, and a question in from Stephen Rubin, Lindsay. And Stephen's saying, hi, I'm a back of the pack runner who's looking to try and increase his proximity from the back. I love the way of he's put that. He says, I've been running for about 2 years now and failed to complete comrades and have a failed comrades attempt to his name. He's planning on running it again next year. That said, it feels as though a number of people are telling him what to do and where he went wrong. His marathon time normally is around 4:47. He's already changed training in that now he's running 4 to 5 times a week instead of 6 or 7. He's also upping the amount of speed work he's doing by running a hard 500 meters downhill, a flat recovery, and then pushing it back up the hill. He's doing between 3 or 4 repeats twice a week. His long run is on weekends, normally between 18 and 30 kilometers, and he's looking to increase that over the next few weeks to 25 to 45. He also plans on including a 12 to 18K run during the week to increase his stamina. Basically, all I'm looking for is an indication that I am on the correct or incorrect path. Lindsay, I think there's a few things here. Obviously, you've got the training programs up on the Comrades Marathon website. He's also listening to a lot of people, and I want to touch on something at the end. But what's your take on what Stephen's doing?
Look, he's got some good elements in there. So Stephen, I think you've gone about making your changes in a reasonably sensible way. You want to get a bit faster, and you have added a bit of high intensity work into your routine. And I think you've done it in a fairly sensible way. I mean, you haven't suddenly started doing a massive amount of high intensity running. You are only doing it once a week. I must though just caution you that doing fast downhill repeats, while a really great way to do some eccentric loading and get really good adaptation, it is hell of a risky. So just be a bit cautious around that, but you are being quite sensible. The other thing that you did that was pretty sensible is to reduce your overall training volume when you did increase your intensity. So in other words, bringing in the hard running, you responded by running fewer days in the week. And I think that's a pretty good thing to do. And the way that you're going about increasing your long run over time, that's also a sensible way of doing it. So I must caution you there though, that you don't want to get those long runs too long too soon. So all of this does, I don't know what marathon you're training for, where you're going, but you don't want to get them too long. Like the 45k training runs for someone running a 4:47 marathon, that's very, very long. I would only save that for one or two occasions in the peak comrades training. So just be a little cautious on the long ones there, and adding a longer one in the week, that's also a fairly sensible idea. So I guess my main areas of concern for you are just to watch out those downhill repeats. Don't go too long, and also be careful that you don't start training too hard too soon. We had this, similar question a few days ago. December's not really the time to be training like a madman, because it leaves you in a bit of no man's land in January and February. So, and then I want to add one quick thing there, that sometimes, the saying harder, smarter, not harder, is really just so true. And so if you can raise 5,000 Rand for charity, you can get into a CC batch. That gets you way further down the field, and obviously takes away a lot of risk in terms of doing the incorrect training. And I think Brad will finish this off, but I think I know where he's going, and you really do need to settle yourself on one source and not take too much advice from too many different people and try and mix that all into one program, because that's going to be very difficult.
Yeah, Lindsay, that's exactly what I wanted to say. Stephen, that's one of the biggest things that I see people doing, and that mistake pops up so often. There are lots of great coaches. There's lots of great information about Comrades. But what I would urge you to do is find one person that you can listen to that advice. It's so easy to try and crowdsource your training, but taking little bits and pieces from various sources not doing you any favors. So if you want to chat to Lindsay and find out more about the stuff that we're doing on his website, there's a ton of information there. Just go to coachperry.com/join. We do online training seminars monthly. We do a whole bunch of Q&A sessions. All the details are there. Get to coachperry.com/join. Check it out. If it's for you, that's great. If it's not for you, that's great too. But find one person that you can listen to and follow that advice to the T would be the bit of advice that I would give you. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.